Hello, everyone. We're back for season 3, episode 3 of Succession, entitled Disruption. I'm back for third week in a row with my co-host Shams to talk about all of the latest winners and losers in this episode of Succession. So let's dive right into it. Shams, who came out on top this episode?
Technically Kendall Roy, even though he was pretty much hit almost rock bottom right before the very end. And I think other winners are, I'll get to the other ones later, but I think Kendall ends up, he lost last, it was a reversal of episode 2, right? So Kendall's winning a lot in episode 2 and then loses at the very end. Kendall is slowly losing in episode 3 and then comes out big in the end. And the reason why I think that is because in this episode, you kind of see him deteriorate. You kind of see his ego become fragile. And you kind of see him really realize that his family is truly shunning him away and the effects of that. But then it's so similar to the imagery of the end of last season, where Logan gives that kind of like quick smile. And Kendall at the end of this season, end of this episode, when he gets the news that the FBI is raiding Waystar, he's in this very low moment, and then he kind of flashes that smile, and you're kind of just like, oh shit, like he's back, and he's enjoying, like his dad, like he's enjoying this.
Yeah, so I know we had said last week that the stock of Kendall is always going to be inversely correlated with Logan, but I actually think this episode is an example of, in my opinion, both of their stocks crashed hard this week. I think in general, actually my notes, what I have written is this is basically a full market crash, because I think every character this episode, at least all the main characters, massive, massive crash in their stock, with one exception, which I'll get to later. But I really do think, like, I don't think this was an instance where Logan's loss was Ken's gain, maybe emotionally a little bit at the end with him kind of smiling. But I don't know. I think it's a big crash for both characters.
So I think we see it very differently, in the sense that I actually think Logan, while he lost with the FBI thing, I think Logan also wins big this episode, because Logan finally, I think after 2.5 seasons, finally gets Shiv to be with him. Not just like wishy-washy, not just kind of there, but she is in it and she is with them, because she is fully anti-Kendall now. She hates her brother, I think, probably more than anything else. She hates her brother more than she hates her dad, which is a big win for Logan.
True, but this is Logan gaining an ally in Shiv, who, in my opinion, was the biggest crash of the episode.
That's a good point. It's not good when your allies are losers, so you're very right about that.
So this entire episode, okay, well, this actually brings me to one point, at least just one joke I want to make, which honestly, biggest stock increase of the night, Nirvana. Go long on Nirvana.
I agree. I mean, always good to hear a Nirvana song that's not Come As You Are or Smells Like Teen Spirit. So very
I actually
happy.
Think that scene may be one of my favorite scenes in all three seasons of Succession thus far.
Oh, I think it's definitely one of the most important and impactful scenes of this series, because I think it's the first time you've had one of the siblings just completely become vengeful and hateful of the other, right?
Yeah, and even though I am very bearish on Shiv and Kendall, I will say huge, huge stock gains for Jeremy Strong and Sarah Snook in the Emmy race for 2022.
Yeah, I actually think, though, that Brian Cox is going to win it this year. That's a separate discussion. I think Logan's going to win it this year.
No, he won last time. He won. Did he?
No,
actually,
Jeremy won last time.
Oh, okay. Because I actually think they're setting up Jeremy Strong very well so far. I mean, there's still 6 episodes left out of the 9 of the season. But, I mean, Sarah Snook, if you just look at her performance throughout that entire scene, that is going to be on the reel, that whatever reel they submit for, you know, her for her FYC for best lead actress. Actually, is she a lead or is she supporting?
Well, I think that's the thing. I think she is a lead.
They'll
now.
Submit her for lead. Yeah, right? They'll submit her for lead.
When you set up this episode now, I think she's clearly a lead because to me, it's her.
Who's she going to be competing with? I mean, if they submit her for lead, is Better Call Saul going to be out by next May?
Yeah, but you know, she didn't even get nominated. Like, we're not getting into that.
Yeah, but it's the last season. Okay, sorry, I shouldn't have triggered you.
Yeah, don't trigger me like that.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, it's Ray Seahorn from Better Call Saul has never been nominated for an Emmy, which is criminal. Criminal.
Yeah. So the thing is, I think this should. I mean, I don't recall another sibling crying because of the other person's action. Like genuinely, like. Upset at like
shit. Well, not on camera.
Right. And I think it's a significant moment because Shiv has been building up to this moment of like being a part of the company for real, not just like a figurehead, not just there, but like having substance, trying to make this position that they've given her have meaning. And Kendall just completely shits on it.
Yeah,
I think it's so fascinating how Connor and Romulus just do not take a side. I think it's
quick question though. Was there evidence that you saw that Kendall was responsible for that?
Oh, I saw this online. I don't believe that whole theory that Logan actually did it. No.
Oh no, I didn't even see that. I'm just asking. Was there like you know textual evidence? Yeah,
the boxes were in his office. When she walks into the office, he's gone, and there is open boxes of the speakers.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I just wasn't sure I wasn't sure if that was like speakers they had already set up for that event, because usually you would have, you know, speakers for an event where someone's speaking into a microphone.
No.
And I just thought he would like, I don't know, I thought someone just like bribed IT to like play that or something. I don't know.
No, it was definitely...
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I think it's just very interesting setting it up so it's not just Logan versus Kendall anymore, but like it's Logan and Shiv versus Kendall is interesting. I'm interested to see if maybe the other... If Roman and Connor eventually also do join Logan in the same way that Shiv's going to join, because as you see in this episode, Connor and Romulus are not... fully on board of completely shitting on their brother, whereas Shiv at this point does not care.
Yeah, I did think it was interesting, and I wasn't sure how to read into this in terms of like, well, in terms of stock value for Roman, but I did think it was an interesting revelation of his character that he's not willing to, you know, sign the takedown piece on his second eldest brother.
Oh, I think it's, well, one, I think it's very much in character for both. And even Logan respects Roman for not doing it. Because I think Shiv doesn't, again, I think this episode also reinforces the idea that Shiv doesn't know what the hell she's doing.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't understand that, like, what she's doing with this statement. And she doesn't actually understand that, like, she's basically, like, Roman understands that, like, yeah, Logan's probably going to win, but he may not. And, like, Kendall may win. And I shouldn't burn a bridge completely. Right? And, like, Roman knows that there is a path for him to work in a Kendall victory. And he wants to keep that option open. And Shiv just completely destroyed that option. And I don't think she realizes that.
So speaking of keeping options open, I think the one gain from this episode, I think, is Tom.
What do you mean? Oh, like, cause he offered himself up.
Well, I don't know how implied this was, but the events of the episode as they appear in order are Tom, you know, supposedly offers himself up to Logan. Logan seemingly accepts the offer, and then he immediately goes and calls someone. It's not clear who, but I think it was implied he's calling his independent counsel, or, you know, personal legal counsel, maybe to cooperate with the DOJ or put out feelers to do that. And then, you know, that is all preceding the FBI raiding Waystar Royko. There's an argument to be made, and maybe this is just theory territory, but there's an argument to be made that Tom is cooperating with the DOJ and maybe even put out that offer to Logan as a basically a test to see if he is expendable.
Yeah, I mean, that call is definitely interesting. It's very interesting to see that Tom is not coordinating with Shiv as much. He's acting on his own.
Yeah, he's playing the game, and that's why in my book he is. I think he's the only one who really made gains this episode.
Yeah, I guess in from that regards you could say that, because definitely is a big. You know, we didn't actually talk about the biggest loser of the episode, which is unfortunately our boy cousin Greg, who is
$40,000
on a watch.
Which this is another thing the internet's debating: is it a broken watch or is it just a manual wind that he doesn't know how to work?
Yeah, no, that's fair. I don't know. I just know that it was the moment when he's like, Kendall's hooking me up. And he's like, yeah, I said I'd hook you up.
Yeah.
And then, like, the face on Greg. And then later in the episode when the girl's like, why'd you get that watch? And he was like, because you said it was cool.
Yeah. Oh, what Greg is trying to do for the ladies. It's so sad. All right. Do you want to talk favorite line of the episode?
So this is interesting. It's a line, but it's more of a reaction to a line. So when Shiv is asking Connor and Roman, Connor says something to the effect of, he was still getting shit on for that one time that he wore his ponytail
a certain way.
And so that line's funny, but the best is Roman's reaction. All he does is he gives a smirk and he points his thumb at Connor as a way to I just found it hilarious because it was Roman showcasing his like complete jerk off asshole move that his brother is like genuinely feeling bad about this ponytail thing and he's just mocking it.
Yeah, I need to go back and see that because I didn't notice it. But I have noticed Roman with the physical acting of Roman is really good. Like he's done some he just does like these strange like hand movements, usually ending in flipping someone the bird.
I think that's what I was trying to get at, is that, you know, Kieran Culkin is definitely been the best physical comedian of this season. Like he hasn't been giving as much as any other characters, which is kind of annoying, but he is using his non-dialectic
even just like his posture and the way he just kind of like slumps over chairs. Like he's always like, he's never just like standing upright in the way that other people are.
Right. Like he can't just look normal. Like in every situation, he has to be different.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like that meme of the shake, you know, shake him. Why can't you be normal?
Right. Right. So So that's my favorite line moment. But then I also just, this was a, it's not a new line, but I think this was one of the better Logan's fuck off or tell him to fuck off moments
with
the FBI. So definitely not.
You don't tell to fuck off.
Yeah. These are the ones that you don't tell to fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. So mine was, I think right after that, actually, when Tom is giving a toast to dinner and then someone whispers in his ear and he comes back with, well, it would seem that some agents of federal law enforcement are raiding the premises. So, yeah, if you see them, that's what that is.
Yeah, Tom's toast is really good. And I think overall, we haven't actually talked how much we liked this episode. I really liked this episode. It was what I felt episode 2 wasn't. It was very impactful, fast-paced, moved things, characters shifted, emotions and sides very quickly, but with substance. So
yeah, no, I agree. I think it's the best of this season so far. And I was even thinking like this strikes me as like the episode that you would maybe submit definitely for, you know, the actors you know, I already discussed Sarah and Jeremy Strong, but I wouldn't be surprised if this one is like one that is submitted for directing as well.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good. It was good in many different ways, and I think if episode two was maybe a bit more pessimistic of the rest of the season, this episode made me way more optimistic. So I think honestly, when we look back on it, this may be one of a top 10 Succession episode, but I'm too lazy to actually do a ranking of that yet. But I think this probably would fit there if I just think about it.
Yeah, peak Succession. All right, well, we'll be back next week for season 3 episode 4, which is entitled Lion in the Meadow. Any speculation on that?
No, I don't look at the titles, to be honest.
I just had to check that. So, all right, join us next week. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks.